Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of January 27th. I'm your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and what kind of weather are we having in Texas these days, Melissa Hansen?
Well, for Texas, it's cold.
Yeah.
I guess like Monday and Tuesday last week, we had absolutely beautiful, perfect days. And of course, as you all heard at the beginning of, I had the flu.
Yes.
So I did not get to enjoy it. Now that I'm feeling better, it's cold and windy.
Wow. Not quite as cold as we both grew up in Chicago, and apparently schools have been closed yesterday and today because of the sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, not because of, like, snow, but because of the cold.
Yeah.
I don't want them all, you know, the fingers falling off from frostbite and
now,
stuff.
Now, I can remember days when we were kids where we had 30 below wind chills. They didn't call off school because of that.
No, but our parents also sent us, like, bundled up in snowsuits and scarves and hats and mittens, and I can tell you, working in Northern Illinois School District.
Yeah.
Number of kids showing up without mittens
when
it's freezing outside is unbelievable. I used to go buy a whole bunch of the little cheap Miracle Glove stuff.
Yeah.
Because the kids would show up without it. We couldn't let them out at recess. They had to have hats and mittens and, you know, proper things so they didn't get sick and hurt themselves.
Well, and I can remember.
I went out and bought them for kids because parents wouldn't send them with it.
I mean, just driving around here and looking at the kids waiting for the bus stop in southern New England, northern New England, actually. There are kids wearing shorts who are standing outside.
It's insane.
Like, what are you, stupid kids?
It's insane. And when you get older, I mean, you know, teenagers are brats and they're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But when I worked with elementary school kids, so that's the parents' responsibility.
Yeah.
To make sure they're dressed appropriately for the weather. And so many didn't. Okay, off my soapbox.
Yep. What was your weekend entertainment like, aside from getting over the flu?
Yeah, so I laid in bed and watched TV on my computer.
Oh, there you go.
So, and I watched, you know, young women being, like, killed. And
what?
And not for real.
Oh.
I watched the third season of The Killing.
Well, I thought you gave up on that show.
Well, it's a stupid show. I have on AMC. And the whole thing was, like, it was going to be one season, you were going to find out the killer. And then, of course, they didn't. And
yeah.
They held it over for two seasons. And then it got canceled because everybody was all pissed off at them. Well, like, Netflix did a deal with them. And it came back for season three. And it's going to come back for one more, I guess. And that'll be it. So, anyway, I watched season three of that. Which I liked overall. But, yeah, it was young women being. It's set in Seattle. And it's, you know, a couple cops. And this storyline for the third season, which was all wrapped up in one season, was like young homeless street girls, you know, were disappearing and showing up with their, you know, throat slashed and like a finger cut off kind of crap. Ugh. Anyhow, I liked it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you like, you know, that kind of mystery thriller,
yeah,
you can deal with a little grossness.
Yeah.
I liked it, and I like that it was wrapped up in one season.
All right.
So some decent writing, some really great acting, and that. And then I watched The Fall.
Gillian Anderson. Yeah,
it's BBC production, and again, it's a short season. I think it's been picked up for another one, but it hasn't come out yet. It's set in Dublin. It's between, like, the BBC and then the, I don't know, the local Irish broadcasting. And then Netflix with the distributor here in the States. And it's kind of neat, her using her British accent and not sounding out of place.
Mm.
Not sounding like, you know, Madonna trying to fake it.
Yeah, right.
Gillian Anderson was born in Chicago, but then she grew up in London.
Okay.
Like, until she was, like, junior high age or something. And her parents moved back to the States.
Yeah.
So she actually does have British accent. It is real.
Okay.
It's not, the Madonna fakey thing.
Yeah, she got her master's degree from DePaul, where I went to school.
Yeah, and then she grew up in the Midwest, like, teenager, and then whatever. But she plays a police inspector, whatever their actual titles are over there.
Director, inspector, whatever it is. Yeah.
Something. And the deal was there's a young woman who was, like, raped and murdered kind of thing. And after, like, so many days, after, like, a few weeks, they bring in, like, outside because they haven't solved it. Well, of course, it ends up being a serial killer, and she's chasing him, and you get to see him in his whole life for the whole thing. It's not like a surprise who it is.
Okay.
We know who it is from the first episode, and we see him in his, like, quote, real life.
Yeah.
You know, with his wife and kids and work, whatever. And then we see what he does at night, and it's her, and, you know, other officers track him down, but it's, we also get to know her and the other characters a little, and, you know, she's good at her job, but she isn't in this kind of saint.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
And so it's a bunch of character developments, kind of thing. It's not, I mean, we know who done it. There's no big surprise, but we really get into these characters and they're interesting.
Nice.
So yeah, it's gotten pretty, good reviews and acclaim, and I thoroughly enjoyed it too. Again, you like your kind of thriller type stuff.
Yeah.
Detective shows.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Nice. Well, speaking of detectives, I'm wanting to watch Sherlock season 3, and I'm one of the few people who hasn't already seen all 3 episodes because everybody was, you know, bootlegging them from whatever UK sites they could get. They've only aired 2 of them here in the U.S. on PBS. And normally, as was the case with Doctor Who, that once the episode had aired, you could get it on Amazon Prime for $1.99 without commercials and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make it really easy. Well, the people at Amazon have gotten very greedy. Now they're charging $4.99 for each episode.
Nice.
I'm like, screw you. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to pay $5 to see something that if I wait a couple months, I'll be able to see.
Right, for that same thing, you know, that same $15 total, I'll own it, right. You know, DVD.
Right. So I'm waiting, and I've decided to go back through the original 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Which are fantastic, but I find them less engaging now that you know how the mystery goes. I mean, still, the acting is fantastic, and you're picking up on things you might not have seen before. But the urgency that you had watching it the first time is not there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I've gone through the first season, you know, finished up with Moriarty, and I had forgotten how affected that actor was who plays Moriarty.
Yeah, and I didn't, and I said this when I first watched it, that I didn't love the choices they made. He made, the directors made, whoever actually made the choices. I didn't like the choices they made with him.
Yeah, it is a choice. It is an interesting
Absolutely.
Choice. But it's very different.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was too far.
Yeah. And it goes back to some of these stereotypes that, you know, the maniacal killers have to be gay or, you know, transgendered or, you know what I mean? There's all these weird things. And that's kind of how he comes across, like he's damaged in some way, like his orientations are what's making him crazy.
Yeah. And they don't even make it. Do they make it completely clear?
Well, he denounced, I mean, they set it up that he's gay. Just with the in the hospital before we know who he is,
yeah.
That and that's the first thing that Sherlock says when he meets him. He's like gay,
right? Because it's we think he's like boyfriend to somebody,
right.
but is that really? I don't know.
But they don't take it any further than that. But he is very affected,
and that's the thing. It's
on.
A very kind of stereotypical
thing,
and that's what I'm saying. Is he just crazy, or is he? I can't remember what they made very clear, or if it was just impressions we got.
Yeah, and we'll see it more. I'll see it more when I get through the next 3 episodes.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm looking forward to season 3 because everyone who's seen it talks about it, has not spoiled it, thankfully, but just said how fantastic it is, and it's better than the first 2. So,
all right.
Anyways, at the box office this week, people went, but really nothing changed. Everyone went to see the same stuff they saw last week.
Yeah, pretty much. Ride Along. First place again, $21 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, dropped off big. But number 2, Lone Survivor, $12.5 million. Nut Job, $12.3 million. Frozen, $9 million. Ooh, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, $8.8 million.
Yeah, Chris Pine's not going to be doing any more of those movies.
I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was worth a shot. He's still got Star Trek, so.
Yeah. Yeah, not like he's not going to work, but this reboot, not the best choice, I guess.
On to other things.
Oops.
This coming week, we have Zac Efron and Michael B. Jordan in and Miles Teller in that awkward moment. Now, this thing has been advertised and promoted for so long. I thought this movie was out long ago.
For, yeah, crazy long. They've been all over the stuff. So
that's on Friday. Jason Reitman's new comedy, Labor Day, with Josh Brolin and Kate Winslet.
This isn't a comedy.
It's not a comedy?
No, he's like a killer and the police are after him and he hides out with them, but then they like fall in love.
Oh.
Oh, no, not this is not.
Yeah.
No, that'd be fun. That'd be more fun. Let's make it a comedy. No, it's like this single mother and her son.
Okay.
And then this scary man shows up and is like hiding out, but then like she gets to know the real him. Or something like that.
All right.
So, and, you know, find out his true story and whatever.
Man, we know Josh is off
again.
Yeah. And then we do have a comedy, a zombie comedy called Life After Beth that's getting huge buzz. But listen to this cast. It's Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec, Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development, your buddy Matthew Gray Gubler. Criminal Minds.
I love him. He's so weird.
Curb Your Enthusiasm's Cheryl Hines, SNL's Molly Shannon, Paul Reiser, and John C. Reilly.
Yeah, basically everybody in this is just weird or quirky. The girls are quirky.
Yeah.
The guys are just kind of weird.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. The ratings for this on IMDb Pro and Rotten Tomatoes are off the charts. So
wow, nice. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how well it does. If you're not going to the box office, you want to stay home, it's too cold. DVD and Blu-ray this week, Downton Abbey Season 4. Have you seen this yet?
Which one? Is this the one that's on? I don't know.
This is the one that's airing on PBS right now.
No, I haven't seen this one.
Okay.
Because I'm going to wait until I can watch it all and for cheaper.
All right. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. The Ron Howard Formula One racing movie Rush with Chris Hemsworth. Last Vegas with Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas, and Kevin Kline, and Robert De Niro. And Bad Grandpa from Johnny Knoxville's Jackass.
Ooh, right then.
Yeah. Over at Redbox, pretty much all the same stuff. So Redbox is now getting on the good side of the studios, because it used to be you'd have to wait a couple weeks before something would show up at Redbox after it was already released to retail outlets. Now it's day and date, same thing. Cloudy with Chance of Meatballs, Las Vegas, Bad Grandpa, Rush, and Don John, which was the Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie, which I have not seen.
Okay, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Which we never got for review.
Yeah, bummer.
So, anyways, maybe I'll add that to my list of things to write up. Over at Netflix this week, John Carpenter's Assault on Precinct 13, the original from 1976.
Ooh.
Keanu Reeves in Man of Tai Chi, which I believe we gave a terrible review to.
Uh-oh.
The Mitt Romney documentary, Mitt. And then Argento's Dracula.
Ooh.
Over at Hulu. Hulu's the place to go where you find familiar faces in movies that you've never heard of.
Yes.
Hugo Weaving and Rose Byrne in The Boxer and the Bombshell. Rosanna Arquette and Diane Lane in the baby swap drama Mistaken Identity.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
John Corbett and Kim Basinger in the romantic comedy Elvis Has Left the Building about Elvis impersonators.
Okay.
And Colin Firth and Catherine Keener in the romantic thriller A Summer in Genoa.
Oh, the hair in that must be out of control.
Those are two people I would never picture in the same film.
No. But they're both so much fun to watch.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
All right. That's all I've got for streaming and physical media this week.
Okay. Well, this week, Tuesday night, we'll be watching streaming media because it's State of the Union.
Oh, yes.
That's right. So that's on all the major networks.
Right.
So, and I'm sure that will run quite long. And then we're getting ready for Super Bowl. We're getting ready for Olympics. It's all crazy. It's all sports this week. Wednesday, Super Bowl's greatest commercials.
Ooh.
On CBS. So is that your favorite part of the game?
Yep.
You can get ready early.
All right.
And then American Horror Story Coven is finally finaleing.
Everybody's talking about how fantastic that show is.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's over as of this week.
All right.
But BBC America has a new miniseries. It's called Fleming, The Man Who Would Be Bond.
I saw the trailer for this. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does. Thursday, SNL, Sports Spectacular on NBC. A little bit in prime time for us. And then Friday, The Carrie Diaries finale. A season on the CW. Saturday, ABC is showing Blades of Glory.
Oh, God.
Movie with Will Ferrell.
I guess Will Arnett and Amy Poehler are the funniest thing in that movie.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyhow, that's on. And then getting ready for the switches in Late Night. Best of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon primetime special. Saturday night. And Fox has the NFL Honors. They're honoring, like, the best players and stuff. I'm sorry, isn't that the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That points to those, but yeah. Let's give them a special and awards. All right, anyhow, and then Sunday, of course, is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And then the Puppy Bowl and the Kitten Bowl, or whatever else is going on.
Don't they have a Lingerie Bowl or something like that?
They have so many whatever bowls.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then speaking of Sherlock, it's the season finale.
Yes.
After 3 weeks.
Yep.
On PBS, A Masterpiece Mystery.
All right.
So, and that'll be the end of, like, Alan Cumming for a little while. Darn. All right. Music this week. Not too much, but a couple big ones. Croz, C-R-O-Z, by David Crosby.
Oh.
Yeah. Solo effort from him. And then Casting Crowns, a Christian group, has a new one called Thrive.
Okay.
And fans of Person of Interest, the TV show, the season 2 soundtrack is out this week, too. Books this week, Anna Quinlan has a new novel, Still Life with Breadcrumbs. And then Robert Harris has An Officer and a Spy. So more historical fiction from him.
Cool.
There is a children's book. It's called Founding Mothers, Remembering the Ladies. And Diane Good illustrated that, but Kogi Roberts wrote it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I mean, she knows her political, historical stuff.
That's for sure.
And then The Pope and Mussolini, The Secret History of Pius VI and the Rise of Fascism in Europe.
You know, I never would have thought about that because, I mean, in Rome, and you've got Mussolini who's got the stronghold on. That's an interesting story. I think I'd be...
I heard some on the radio, them talking about it a little bit yesterday, and it is pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
That was written by David Kirchner, for those of you interested. And then... The Love Playbook, Rules for Love, Sex, and Happiness by Lala Anthony and Karen Hunter. Lala Anthony, she's like VH1. So she's married to the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony.
Boy.
And so, yeah, she's got all those basketball-y reality, whatever, wipes, and then like her own thing on VH1.
Great.
So she's a, quote, TV star, actress, entrepreneur, and wife. Anyhow, that is out. We've talked before how Chicago is so great for, like, new theater.
Yep.
There's a new one starting at Bank of America Theater in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's called The Last Ship.
Okay.
It's a musical by Sting.
What?
It's autobiographical inspired. It's about his own childhood kind of stuff in an English sea town.
Wow.
Robbing around the local shipyard. So, anyhow, yeah. Written by Sting.
Damn.
16-time Grammy winner, Sting.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's starting in Chicago, and then we'll see where it goes from there. All right. Sure it's a plan for Broadway.
Yeah. Well, we can start with the Grammys in terms of entertainment news. Last weekend, a mashup of both performance and performance art, because Facebook explodes when all this said. I'm like, why are you people watching award shows? This is why they keep televising them. So it was, you know, interesting performances, apparently. Daft Punk, you know. The guy saw, oh, they're really robots. No, they're humans. They're no. But then they had some kind of, was it, I don't know, was it a gay wedding that they had? A mass gay wedding?
Okay, so Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's performed.
Yeah.
They actually had Madonna come out and perform some with them. It was kind of cool. But during their performance,
yeah,
which is a song about same love.
All right.
That it's, we're all, no matter what God you believe in, we're all from one.
Yeah.
That Queen Latifah came out and officiated 33 couples getting married. There were gay couples, there were interracial couples,
okay.
It was a mix of couples, and they were like down the aisle, and they married, she married them.
Okay.
Kind of thing, which I know some of my friends on Facebook were kind of freaking out. And I went and watched the clip. It's a beautiful song. It was a beautiful moment. I mean, you know, people talking about how cheesy it was, and I'm like, but look at those faces of the people that got married, and they're, you know, weeping with joy.
Yeah.
You know, that's
can you discount
because
that?
They're choosing to use a right that some of them have only had for number of weeks or months.
True.
Some of them have only had for decades. One point in our country, you know, interracial marriage wasn't legal in
very
some
states. True.
And they're exercising their rights, and this is how they want to do it.
Huh.
So. Whatever.
Well,
so it's been criticized. It's been called beautiful. It's been called horrible. It's been called whatever.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yes, that was one big moment. And here's the thing, too. We knew it was coming. I mean, it was in the news.
Oh, all right.
It wasn't some big shocking thing.
Okay. But, well, 29 people tuned into the Grammys. And at the end, Trent Reznor tweeted his dissatisfaction with CBS because they pulled the plug on the show before they finished performing the final number.
Yeah, he got cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he used the big F word to say, screw you, CBS.
Yes.
And that's not the first time that happens. That happens on award show all the time. I mean, you look at, it was Martin Landau's acceptance speech.
Acceptance speeches get cut off because they have a limited time, but performances usually do not.
Yeah. So. Anyway, speaking of performances, we lost folk legend Pete Seeger.
Mm-hmm.
At age 94. Now, Facebook is also exploding with all these people who are, you know, posting lyrics. And he I'm not going to argue the fact that he was an influential artist on the music scene. It's just amazing to me for someone who hasn't been in the spotlight for a while that people, all of a sudden, this outpouring of folks. I mean, the man was 94. He lived a full life. This wasn't, you know, a tragedy or anything.
So, but he really helped reshape this country.
Oh my God, yes. So the tributes are worthy. It's just like, I'm heartbroken. Like, what? Really?
Heartbroken. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Into more innocuous stuff, Elizabeth Banks will make her directorial debut with the sequel to Pitch Perfect, which she produced and developed and co-starred in, right? You saw that movie.
Yeah, I did. It was a fun one.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it was fun. So I'm sure it'll be an interesting, yeah, good for her.
Yeah, her star is really rising. And,
moving on up.
Yeah. Even though NBC has pulled the plug on Octavia Spencer's reboot of Murder, She Wrote, which will make Angela Lansbury very happy because she was not pleased with the original idea, the network is developing a new sitcom for Bill Cosby.
Yes.
After he's been in the news sharing his thoughts on all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because NBC is doing something different this year, whereas most networks go ahead and give money to producers to say, I want you to produce a pilot episode for this, and then we'll take it through all of the powers that be to see if it passes the, you know, the litmus test and mm-hmm. go to series. NBC is saying, we're not doing that this year. We're taking stuff that we feel is strong, and we're just going to say, go make a series out of it.
Okay.
So we'll see how well that works for them.
Yep.
Quentin Tarantino is suing Gawker and their website, their sister site, Defamer, for posting a copy of his script for the now-dead Project Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is that they're a news site just reporting on things that their readers care about, and they're not a file-sharing or a torrent site whose purpose is to push out, you know, copyrighted material illegally.
Right, but that's what they did.
I know. So
your argument is, why you're an asshole. Like, your whole, we're not an asshole because you gave us the reason you are.
So their publisher, his quote is, there's no claim of contributory infringement has ever prevailed in the U.S. over a news story. So that's their defense that this is a news.
Publishing someone's script is not a news story.
I don't know.
That's the whole point.
And then
it's publishing someone's script.
And then I just got a text that came through that Joe Scarborough, the big mouth on MSNBC, is telling Quentin Tarantino to leave Gawker alone.
Oh.
Let them do what they do well.
How is publishing someone else's work doing something well? Like, what?
And this is the problem with entertainment sites. They want to be the first one to break. Yeah.
Yeah, break news. This is not news.
I know.
The whole point, this isn't news.
But they've been doing this forever. You know, you can go out there and search for scripts, you know, that get leaked. And this is why artists have such a hard time with studios who don't protect this information, because it's very easy for someone in a story editing office or, you know.
Yeah. We all got to become Beyonce, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like, you want an album? Bam!
Middle of the night. I'm not even going to tell you it's coming.
Here's an album. Here's all my videos. Here you go.
Well, and we've seen that work on Netflix, right? You take an entire series like Orange is the New Black, you package it together, you release it all at one time and say, here you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we've got to go to. We've forced ourselves to go to. In some ways, good.
Yeah.
But in some way, it's just, it's the way it's got to be. Because, yeah, everybody's going to share it.
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Speaking of breaking news, the first photos of Peter Capaldi in his new Doctor Who outfit,
ooh,
which is kind of a cross between Matt Smith and the third Dr. John Pertwee.
Okay.
Kind of very classic, dark. It's a dark blue long, like, waistcoat that has a red lining on the inside, so it's very striking.
Okay.
But the photos they're shooting in Cardiff right now, so the photos they're showing still has Clara in her Christmas outfit, so obviously they're still working on the first episode, although they shoot everything out of order. They take like 3 episodes and they shoot them all at the same time in different places. So
that would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Crime fighting news. Justin Bieber was arrested for drunk driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a license in Miami. And I think the funniest thing that came out of this were those pictures of his mugshot where they put it next to Miley Cyrus. Said, look at this. They're twins.
Yeah, that had just happened when we were recording last week. But yeah, and it's a mess. This case is a mess.
Yeah.
I was excited because I assumed they finally got him something they could bust him for.
Yeah.
It's not.
No.
The case is a mess. He wasn't speeding.
Yeah.
He had barely any alcohol, whatever, which is still... He's underage, so any alcohol, but this is not what we first thought. But yeah, that and the pictures, there were some pictures like first picture from the arrest, and they had like a kid and like that little.
Oh, and a little ride on the battery powered. Yeah.
And like cops around it and stuff like that. Those were funny.
Oh my God. Well, you know how people need to manufacture news. So the story that's been circulating the past 24 hours is that he will be deported from the U.S. back to Canada, which...
There's like, you can go sign petitions to have it happen.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to happen.
But with somebody from the U.S. Immigration Office came out and said the only way people get deported is if it's a serious criminal offense.
Right. Like, you have to kill somebody that... And we'd lock you up for that. But,
yes.
like drug runners, we deport.
Yes.
Either that, or if you happen to be working for, like, $3 an hour picking all our foods... Or in a factory making our goods, then we'll deport you.
That's right. Migrant workers are sweatshop workers.
Right. Then we'll deport you.
All right. One final note. The long rumor was that Barbara Walters is retiring from The View and that Katie Couric, who just canceled her own, pulled the plug on her own talk show, was going to come over and take over for that. And then she signed a deal with Yahoo to become, you know, the chief correspondent for their news channel.
Well,
it turns out that Rosie O'Donnell is coming back to the show.
She is guest starring. She's coming back for one episode guest.
All right. So the story that I got last night that I saw was that she's coming back and that she was going to take over for Barbara.
Who knows what will end up happening if it goes well.
Yeah.
But you can't have her and Whoopi.
That's true.
Because Whoopi's doing what she did, like what Rosie did.
Yeah.
You can only have one like big moderator.
All right.
Kind of thing. But this is the whole thing that news gets blown. And who knows what will end up happening.
Yeah.
But the official story is, she's just going to be on the show.
Okay.
Which is a big thing because she did not leave nicely. Nobody was very happy with that whole situation.
Ugly situation, yeah.
So we'll see what actually happens.
All right. That's all I've got for entertainment news.
All right. Well, Chloe, who claims she's been living out of her car, even though our definitions must be very different. No, she hasn't wanted to stay in the house where her and Lamar lived. And so she has duffel bags and stuff in her car. But yeah, it's not like she's in a van down by the river kind of thing. Uh-huh. Anyhow, she finally sold her house, her and Lamar's house. Kaylee Cuoco bought it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Her and her new husband. So anyhow.
She got married?
Chloe's dumped like everything. All what?
Right. I didn't know Katie Cuoco got married.
Kaylee just got married, and like there's all this crap. He's like an athlete, and yeah. I guess he has the most sour looking face. Like he never smiles.
Oh, no.
So all the stories, you know, like a day after this crazy, it was New Year's. It was crazy New Year's wedding. All the stories were like, trouble already. Kaylee's marriage is on the rocks. Because he's just like a grumpy looking guy.
Okay.
Anyhow. So also in Kardashian real estate news, Kourtney bought a new house. Uh-huh. Hers is in the market. She bought Keyshawn Johnson's old house. The one where he used to run down the street and chase down Justin Bieber because Justin was driving too fast. Kourtney Kardashian is going to live right down the street from Justin Bieber.
And it all comes full circle, doesn't
it? So maybe this is what is going to do the change. She's going to go down and mother him like Mason and Penelope. He needs a good talking to. Maybe Kourtney will be the mom to do it.
Oh, Lord in heaven. All right. That'll do it for us this week. Hey, do we have a contest?
We do. What? And it's like the best.
What?
Stonados. Tornadoes are terrorizing Boston, but they're just not tornadoes. They're stonados.
Wait, I didn't realize this was Boston. That
so it has to be stopped.
Are there sharks?
Or it destroys the whole eastern seaboard before the huge rocks and the tornadoes destroy the eastern seaboard.
Oh,
no, I think this could be kind of fun if you live out there and you get to see, like, Boston being demolished.
Well, that was like the third Transformers movie where he just completely destroyed Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, that is our contest this week. So you can win a copy of that on DVD. Oh,
Dave Johnson is so getting this for review.
Excellent.
You know who's starring in this or co-starring? Is the Smoking Man from X-Files.
Ah, nice.
So, okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, thank you for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for checking out the news at DailyVerdict.com, and for listening to all of our podcasts at DVDverdictPresents.com. Until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Someday I will remember you and I, a promise for life. Goodbye.